KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear, 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be appearing partly to mostly cloudy today, a high of 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday received word that it would be getting a big boost to its budget thanks to an error by the Iowa Department of Revenue with regard to the local option sales tax. Interim City Administrator John Lund.
The city has received its largest loss reconciliation check in our history, and this year's revenue will be the largest we've ever had. This means that the Iowa Department of Revenue underestimated how much tax revenue we'd be receiving by local businesses. I hope this is an indication that that our local businesses are having a really excellent year.
Lund said also a $1.4 million bond is being prepared for the council's approval with regard to the finishing of street repairs in the capital improvement plan. The interest rate for the bonds will be at 2%. In other business, the Iowa Department of Transportation officials said Tuesday during a public meeting that Highway 6 from Olive Street to just east of Burger King will be closed to through traffic this summer while the road is being rebuilt. Mayor Dave Jones said bid letting for the two-month project would begin in March of next year with work beginning in June. John Lund said anyone wanting to see what the project will encompass can stop by City Hall and check with him.
I do have a very large rolled-up map that shows the aerial of the area of the proposed work. Mm-hmm. So if anyone in the community has concerns, please come see me. Be happy to show the map with you, answer your questions. If there's any questions I can't answer, we'll talk to Dave Sturm and get them answered.
Just remember that the Department of Transportation is the charge of that project.
Yeah.
Officials said that while construction was underway, through traffic would be blocked, but access would be available to businesses via side streets and short temporary access points. The Tri-Center Community School District is planning a series of public forums to discuss priorities. Superintendent Tony Weirs is inviting community members and parents to discuss priorities as the district faces some difficult financial decisions, according to a post on the district's website. Weirs said that he wants to hear from district patrons about programming, unique financial challenges, and school community priorities. Meetings will be held tonight beginning at 7 o'clock at the Neola Area Community Center in Neola, December 11th at 7 p.m. at the Minden Bowl in Minden, and meetings are planned for January 5th in Beebetown and January 15th in Persia, with other locations for those meetings to be announced. Another Republican has announced intentions to run for a December 30th special election in Southwest Iowa. The Daily Nonpareil reports Tracy Knapp will be the fifth Republican candidate for the Iowa Senate in District 12. Knapp and her husband own and operate a cattle operation near Redding in southern Ringgold County while working for Children and Families of Iowa. Knapp said her involvement in small business for 16 years has given her insight into the day-to-day issues that business owners face. While working as a financial aid advisor at Graceland University in Lamoni, she counseled students on debt, budgeting, and making smart decisions. Government, she says, needs to make better financial decisions as well. Knapp currently serves as secretary of the Ringgold County GOP Central Committee. She described herself as a firm believer in the right to bear arms, that life begins at conception and traditional marriage. Now, in addition to Knapp, the race includes former Montgomery County Supervisor Margaret Stoldorf of Red Oak, farmer Seth Watkins of Clarinda, Fremont County Supervisor Kara Marker Morgan, and State Representative Mark Costello. The Republican convention for the special election will be held in Clarinda on December the 11th. And a traffic stop early this morning in Montgomery County has resulted in the arrest of a Stanton man on a charge of driving while barred. Sheriff's officials say 26-year-old Richard Dean Pierce III of Stanton was arrested around 1:45 a.m. at the intersection of North 1st and Corning Streets in Red Oak. Pierce was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. In our funeral announcements, Don Brahms, age 85, of Greenfield and formerly of the Cumberland area, died Monday. Funeral services for Don Brahms will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Francis Weiss, age 76, of Exira, died November 26th. Funeral services for Francis Weiss will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Jeremy Brewer, age 36, of Fontenelle, died last Thursday in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Jeremy Brewer will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Richard Job, age 84, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Richard Job will be today at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. John Simons, age 43, of Des Moines, died Monday. A memorial funeral mass for John Simons will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. George Musvelt, age 90, of Irwin, died Tuesday. Services for George Musvelt will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Barbara Cornish, age 90, of Baird, died Sunday. Funeral services for Barbara Cornish will be tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Letha Davis, age 102, of the Avondale area, died Saturday. Funeral services for Letha Davis will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Mary Masur, age 78, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Masur will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Fiandalo, age 62, of Shelby, died Saturday. Memorial services for Ronald Fiandalo will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Simon, age 72, of Atlantic, died November 25th. No services are planned, but a visitation for Ronald Simon will be from 11 a.m. until noon on Saturday at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Darwin Jim Jensen of Exira died November 20th at his home in Exira. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Jim Jensen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Alma Newneighbor, age 88, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Alma Newneighbor will be held on Saturday at 5, rather that's a Neubauer. Alma Neubauer will be held Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richie Reiner, age 78, of Shelby, died Monday in Omaha. Memorial services for Richie Reiner will be held Monday at 11 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David Boyk, age 70, of Manila, died Wednesday. Funeral services for David Boyk will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And Marie Johnson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Marie Johnson will be held at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The date and time of the services are currently pending. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.